Are you ready to play with the big kids? In the beginning of this book, I pointed out how business is changing and how very important it is for you to create additional income streams to pay off your student loans and to insulate yourself against job outsourcing and advancing technology. However, in many cases, young people who use the methods I've outlined discover they may have something they can build into a full-time, all-in business. The problem is they don't know how to go about doing it. That's when you begin looking at entrepreneur forums online and start asking questions. And one of the questions you should ask is, how do I go about crowdfunding my business? Don't know what crowdfunding is? Crowdfunding is when regular people are made aware of a new venture and are asked to contribute to it. Here's an example. Over a period of time, you've become quite adept at vegetarian cooking and have made sizable amounts of money selling recipe books on that subject. You've done well and are now considering opening a vegetarian restaurant, but need the money for startup costs. So you go to your local bank or credit union and see if you can get a startup small business loan. The problem is you are a talented vegetarian chef and not an experienced accountant, well-versed in business plans, so you are shown the door. Then you try the Small Business Association, SBA, and although they are open to the idea and might consider loaning you the startup cost, there are numerous hoops and technicalities and paperwork and wait time that it simply becomes discouraging, so you shelve the idea. Fortunately, things have changed. Now if you have a good idea for business or simply need money for something people might decide is worthwhile, you can plead your case on http://kickstarter.com, that's kickstarter.com, or http://indiegogo, that's indiegogo.com. So let's go back to our vegetarian chef. You state your case using what is called the four P's: people, passion, participation, and perks. So let's start with people. The future of business is all about networking, and the goal of networking is getting to know people and getting them to know you. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube are very powerful when it comes to drawing people together. You can advertise on these sites and laser target your potential supporters. On Facebook, there are over 725,000 people who like vegetarian food, and because vegetarians are a highly motivated group regarding the protection of animals, a request for support of your Indiegogo campaign for startup money for a vegan restaurant might garner considerable financial support. This goes for the others as well. Plus, you can create a YouTube video asking for support and use Fiverr.com to promote it and get it to some high-volume sites. Then you create a Facebook fan page featuring your upcoming business and ask people to like your site, offer them free recipes, and ask what they thought when they made these recipes at home. The second P is passion. Convince them that you are dead serious about getting your restaurant up and running and you'll do whatever is necessary to make it a success. People love success and love to be part of it. Think about that. You contribute $25 and later discover that the campaign was a big success and that as a contributor, they are sending you a t-shirt that reads, "I saved an innocent life by funding," and then the name of your restaurant. Feels good, doesn't it? Next, the third P is participation. Ask for help. Find other restaurateurs and ask for input. As long as you're not in direct competition with them, I've found that most successful people are more than willing to lend a hand by offering some time and money-saving advice. The fourth is perks. First rule of business: what's in it for me? And it's a fair question. If you want me to contribute my hard-earned money to your cause, what do I get out of it? I suggest you spend time on Indiegogo and Kickstarter and see what other people in similar niches are offering. In most cases, it's something to do with the product, like a t-shirt or a coffee mug or a free download. Here are some helpful hints. 1. Make sure you choose the right project type and let the people know exactly what you want. For example, I need to raise X amount of money by this date. 2. Be realistic when choosing your perks. If you're asking for $1,000, a coffee mug ain't gonna cut it. As mentioned earlier in this book, find out what works and copy it. You're looking to get funding for your business, not create a new art form. 3. Tell them your story. If you want them to give you money, then let them get to know you. Let them know where you come from, why you're determined to get this funding for your product, and why you're sure it will succeed. 4. Give full disclosure. When people ask questions, give honest and direct answers. But keep the dialogue focused on funding. Don't get involved in lengthy discussions not related to the topic. 5. Promote, promote, promote. Do not create a campaign, upload the video, and then wait for the money to roll in. Prepare in advance by alerting all your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube subscribers. Write a blog about it and promote it heavily. Bottom line, you're not going to get the funding you want if enough people don't know about it. And that's all you need to know to get started. You may need to review this book a few times to know what to do well enough to succeed financially, which isn't hard. The hard part is deciding to take action and sticking to it until it's done. That's the key to success in any venture, whether it's paying off student loans, building a business, or dealing with life itself. Persistence and single-mindedness has created more success stories than talent, money, or ambition. You will run into obstacles, disappointments, and setbacks. However, once that positive mindset is established, you'll find a way to win. Best of luck to you. You may view other books by this author by visiting our website, http://aripublishing.com. Disclaimer: How to Pay Off Your Student Loans was written by Zachary Richards, published by Ari Publishing. Copyright 2015 by Zachary Richards. No part of this book may be copied or reproduced without written permission from the author. This book makes no guarantees that by following the instructions outlined, you will be able to pay off your student loans in full. There are many factors involved when it comes to earning additional income: the niche selected, the amount of time and effort put in, and the present market, etc. What this does is show how the author and others were able to earn money to pay off their loans by utilizing the outlined methods. Your results may vary.